第十項議程就是荃灣區罪案報告2021年2月至3月以及2020年2月至3月的罪案數字比較的，那、就是區議會第9、21至22號文件。那我們請金明耀先生是報告荃灣區的罪案情況，那我相信可以給是4分鐘時間你。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My report covers the period of February and March this year. During the period under review, overall crime in Tsuen Wan increased from 375 cases to 436 cases as compared with the same period last year, representing an increase of 16%. The overall detection rate stood at 36.5%. To highlight some of the key areas of my report, there was an increase in the number of burglary cases in February and March, up 5 cases when compared with 4 in the same period last year. The majority of the cases occurred in residential buildings, whilst the remainder took place in industrial buildings and shops. I think it's worth highlighting that several of the cases could have been prevented had premises not been left unlocked or unsecured. Most burglary cases are opportune in nature, with burglars looking for soft targets. Whilst the police will enhance their patrols at burglary black spots and do more burglary prevention publicity in the community, I would be grateful if community leaders like yourselves could help to remind your constituents to lock up before they go out to reduce the chances of them becoming victims of such crimes. The figures for miscellaneous thefts also saw a rise as well, increasing from 48 cases to 71 cases in February and March this year. This was mainly attributed to the rise in the number of unattended properties being stolen in shops and restaurants, with a total of 43 such cases being recorded during the period. Crime alerts have been disseminated to shop owners and security companies to remind staff and customers to remain attentive and be mindful of their personal possessions. Over the past year, I've briefed this council on several occasions regarding the trend of deception cases, especially in the areas of telephone deceptions and e-shopping frauds. The police and the government as a whole have paid much effort to publicise these types of cases in the hope of bringing about greater awareness of their dangers. Locally, here in Tsuen Wan, my police station launched Project Unveil, an anti-cybercrime publicity project, with students and their parents being the main focus, as our studies show that students are particularly vulnerable to these types of crimes. The project has been well received by school principals in the district, and we will continue to think of new and innovative ways to raise awareness to these types of cases. And although deception cases continue to weigh heavily on the crime figures in Tsuen Wan, attributing to about one quarter of all reported cases, it is encouraging to note that the general situation now appears to be stabilising, suggesting efforts are starting to bear fruit. There were 121 cases of deception reported in February and March this year, which is exactly the same number reported in the preceding months of December and January, and slightly less than the same period last year. We have continued our efforts in tackling illegal gambling activities in Tsuen Wan as well, and in February and March this year we conducted 7 gambling raids at known black spots, resulting in the arrest of 104 persons. We will continue our efforts in this area, especially in light of the prevailing pandemic. I would like to take this opportunity to thank district councillors for their cooperation and assistance provided us in helping us to tackle these long-standing problems in Tsuen Wan. Traffic enforcement remains one of my main concerns in the district. My officers have stepped up traffic enforcement, particularly at traffic black spots, and have issued more than 17,000 fixed penalty tickets in February and March this year. Vehicles that are parked in dangerous positions or causing a serious obstruction will be removed. During the reporting period, some 29 illegally parked vehicles were towed away. This concludes my report, but I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Okay. 好似阿總經理講啦，其實好多時我哋要防止罪案發生咧，就要提高嗰個警覺。咁希望大家都呼籲啲市民啦，尤其長者啊，要鎖門窗啊，咁就避免咗一啲即係爆竊啊，其他嘅即係一啲罪案發生。咁我亦都係啊，俾時間大家發表意見或者係提問嘅。啊，賴文輝議員、啊邵欣麟議員、黃家華議員、陳建琴議員、林卓天議員、李成忠議員、伍永龍議員、杜凌忠議員、啊劉卓如議員，有冇遺漏？我哋幾多位？九位，每位一分鐘嘅時間。咁我哋就首先請賴文輝議員。
多謝主席。嗱，我就非常關注咧，最近一個新聞嘅熱門話題就係、是、無牌按摩院問題。喺荃灣市區咧，尤其是係川龍街、眾安街、沙咀道一帶咧，開到五步一樓、十步一角，拍得住八九十年代旺角砵蘭街嘅一啲無牌按摩院咧，缺乏監管，衛生情況令人憂慮，當中唔少咧更加涉及色情交易，擔心咧成為罪惡同埋疾病嘅溫床。希望警方咧可以大力打擊荃灣區嘅無牌按摩院，以免咧好似阿蔡 Sir 咁咧去咗無牌按摩院就唔係幾好啦。多謝。
第二位嘅趙家良議員。
好，我比較關心嘅，唔該曬主席。咁我比較關心，咁其實最近喺川龍，咁其實嗰個治安情況係比惡化咗嘅。點解咁講咧？咁其實喺3月19號咧，咁其實有一個嘅爸爸啦，咁其實佢回家嘅途中啦，咁就俾人伏擊啦，咁斬俾人斬咗隻手落嚟啦。咁就而到而家都應該係未破案嘅。咁但係嗰度啲，因為其實嗰陣時都唔係好夜嘅時間，係夜晚7點左右嘅時間，正值係放工嘅繁忙即係嘅時間啦。咁其實就令到嗰度嘅居民其實好擔心夜晚回家嘅時候會唔會好危險呢。咁呢個位置，咁而同時咁其實喺差唔多相同嘅位置呢，其實行前10米左右呢，喺4月27號嘅夜晚呢，亦都喺呢個三星酒廠呢，亦都有一個爆竊嘅案件。咁所以其實我都比較關注喺川龍村入面嗰個附近啦，咁嘅治安問題啦。咁而嗰度係一個鄉村，咁平時就其實真係比較少去到留意到有警車嘅出現，或者睇下可唔可以喺呢個位置去加強啦。咁而另外就係全錦公路嗰個飛車嘅問題就相當之危險啦。咁睇下會唔會有啲舒緩嘅措施，譬如去到之前傾咗好耐就係、是。加呢個超速嘅攝影機咁樣等等嘅措施嚟到舒緩嗰個或者阻嚇呢啲超速嘅問題，唔該曬。
好，黃家華議員，
係多謝主席。咁亦都較早前都同阿周 Sir 聯絡咗，咁又喺區裏邊較早前都有一個叫做一啲嘅非法賭檔嗰啲街坊玩牌嘅就都執拿咗。咁但係都希望，即係其實而家嗰個狀況就差唔多，日日時時都有嘅。咁警方係做咗，但就隔得太耐啊！日日有陣時啲居民都講：喂，點解又係咁樣㗎？都希望做多啲嘅行動，令到個村裏面嘅市容會好啲啊！咁同埋而家都所講就係、是，都同阿周 Sir 聯絡咗嘅，就係、是、都有第二笪地方係有啲泛濫嘅方向。咁啊，再講就係、是、一個大帽山。一啲嘅車輛嘅措，一啲非可能有機會係非法車輛改裝引致嘅噪音，亦或者一啲嘅司機唔係正當地行駛嘅狀況底下使出嘅噪音出嚟。咁我哋希望喺嗰度咧就加啲嘅措施去阻攔一啲嘅速度嘅限制，例如喺地下裏面加啲嘅黃線嘅油啦，咁就令到就間唔中有啲行人過路嘅位置咧，就等啲車可以剎車嘅時候，唔會令到啲街坊太驚。咁呢啲亦都可以有效係管制得到一啲住宅裏面嘅噪音，或者係佢哋過分即係、就是、使用部車輛。多謝
陳建宏議員。
唔該主席，我留意到咧係關於家庭暴力嘅案件咧，其實即依年嘅年頭咧，比起上年嘅同期，其實係多咗成超過一倍有多啊！咁咧，因為其實都我哋都知道咧，即係隨住疫情咧，其實好多嘅 其實家庭其實佢哋可能面對失業啊嗰樣嘢咧，都多咗時間喺屋企啊，引致到家庭糾紛其實係會多咗真係。咁咁啱今日社署嘅同事都喺度咧，我就都想去希望借呢個機會都提翻回呢段時間，其實即係可以去做多少少嘅措施，係去提醒翻大家去點樣係面對家暴嘅時候，其實可以點樣去求助啦，無論係求助嘅方法、求助途徑點樣，或者現場係點樣有啲應急危急嘅措施，呢個第一樣。咁第二樣咧就係我覺得其實都已經講咗好多年㗎啦，其實民間團體都是希望加强多些警方在处理家暴案件里面的那个无论是对家暴受害人怎样去接触他们处理 去跟他们沟通的那个应对，其实是需要加多这方面的教育咯。那最后一点呢，就是都很想希望呢，会不会警方其实来讲的在那个罪案报告那边呢，尤其是就着家暴啦、强加非礼这些的项目呢，其实可以提供埋个性别分布。因为其实现在可能面对家暴啦、强加非礼这些，不单止只是可能男啊女啊，甚至可能跨性别人士，他们在入面都是很很受苦很受害啊咁样。咁其实这些的性别背景资料都是有助我们分析翻，其实现在个不同性别的人士他们面对紧相关的状况的时候那个严重性咯。唔该。
阿林谢天宇。
是唔該主席，咁我即係想講返呢，就係、喺上年我經常提過呢個三波坊賭場呢，而家就正式結業啦咁樣。咁但係呢，原來佢唔係結業，佢搬咗去石壁千子村遊樂場喎。咁呢一個咁我亦都見到，就係話我經常性我哋夜晚去行嗰陣時候，見到石壁千子村遊樂場，即係寶石大廈隔離嗰度呢，佢哋係大約喺下晝時間就開始賭到夜晚凌晨兩三點仲喺度賭緊。而佢個規模呢同埋個設備呢，就係同嗰陣時喺三波坊一模一樣，又係嗰張台，又係嗰盞 LED 燈。咁但係已經有好多街坊同我哋投訴過呢，就係警察亦都好似唔係好做嘢咁樣。咁我就唔知道係警務處係部署緊啦，定係其他原因啦。咁我希望而家即係我正式要求警務處係嚴正去正視呢個石壁千子村遊樂場嘅罪賭問題，同埋亦都二波坊遊樂場開始之後，即係正式啟用之後，亦都有呢一個嘅罪賭出現啦。另外第二樣嘢，我想講翻河背街、川龍街店鋪貨物佔用行車路呢個問題，已經我都係答到我都唔識答啦。有好多街坊同我講，我好希望藉此呢個機會呢，要求警務處同埋其他部門，例如食環署、地政署、民政署同埋我哋咁多位嘅區議員啦，可以呢去成立一個專責嘅小組去處理呢一個舊區一帶嘅店鋪延伸嘅貨物延伸同埋佔用馬路嘅問題。咁啊，最後我想講翻就係咧，而家喺呢個抗疫嘅時間咧，有啲街坊就問我哋，喂，其實喺執法嗰度有啲餐廳，究竟佢哋開到夜晚十一二點、一點、兩點，其實有冇一啲部門執法啦？我唔知警務處會唔會去可以做得到呢樣嘢，去睇翻佢哋唔好去觸犯呢個防疫條例。唔該，主席。
疫情充裕。
是唔該主席，咁我有幾樣嘢想問嘅。第一樣呢，就係、我留意到啊，我區係荃灣西呢ADAS 嗰度呢係特別多罪案嘅，但係因為 ADAS 好籠統嘅咋嘛，咁究竟係犯咗啲邊類型嘅罪案呢，又或者係佢哋普遍個位置分布係點樣呢，即係我想要多啲資訊啦，即係唔係話唔想去防治罪案，但係我連資訊都冇，咁我好難去即係俾到一啲有用嘅建議俾你哋㗎嘛。第一。第二就係頭先阿金榮耀警司你都有講到即係個拖車嘅問題啦。咁我見到有嘅係有拖個車，但係如果針對住一啲呢係已經棄置咗嘅，可能係電單車，之前有同事上過文件㗎，呢啲棄置電單車甩曬碌嘅，根本你都知道佢冇可能再喐到，但係嗰啲你哋嘅執行嘅步調好慢喎，會唔會可以喺呢一個位上面去加強呢？又或者係我之前我都有強調嘅，就係一啲違泊嘅常客，即係你明明抽咗十張八張牌都係嗰個車嘅話，點解嗰啲你哋唔去勾呢？係一定要人哋叫阻住條路你哋先去勾呢？即係呢個靈活彈性可唔可以做得好啲？而第三就是剛才都有議員去講到的，就是即係一啲光顧無牌按摩院嘅問題。咁你近排警隊都有單新聞啦，阿蔡 Sir 嘅問題啦。其實我比較關注嘅就係咧，你哋警員喺休班嘅時候，即係喺放咗工之後，會唔會話係有一啲嘅心理服務支援去到提供咧？過去呢一年嚟，有好多嘅我唔知道有冇涉及到我哋荃灣警區啊，希望冇啦。咁啊，我哋見得到咧，好多時候難聽啲講，奸淫老略，樣樣精嘅。佢影人群底，影中自己伙計咩揼嘅群底又有。 有，或者其他嘅導師嘅情況又有，但係好多時候上庭嘅辯解就係話，喂，佢受到好大壓力。其實你警方會唔會有一啲心理顧問俾到佢哋，唔係等佢哋自願求助先有嘅，會唔會可以提供多啲咧？喂，減低啲醜聞都好啊，唔該主席。
跟住就係吳軒龍醫
院。係，唔該主席。Mr. Commander, as you have well said, there were increasingly more burglary cases in the district, particularly in Tsing Wu Tau and Sam Chan. As far as we know, there are already two cases in the past 3 weeks. And in particular, there were burglary cases repeatedly occurring at the Block 5 of Seacrest Villa Phase 2. And in some cases, the victims' locked windows were being vandalized and being used as an entry point. So in addition to disseminating the message to lock up before going out, our residents would like to lower voice the police approach to investigate these cases and help prevent our district from being easy targets. Also, we noticed that there are recently more groups of noisy vehicles racing along Castle Peak Road and Tumu Road, which were suspectedly illegally modified or speeding. So, would Mr. Commander arrange to devote more resources in response to this rising trend? 唔該，主席。
陸廉忠議員。
是，多謝主席。咁啊，兩樣嘢，第一樣嘢咧就係關於街道管理問題啦。咁我好支持啊林石添議員嗰個意見啊，成立一個小組。咁其實呢個問題咧，咁都講好多次啦，喺環委會有傾過，即係剛才講到口臭。咁啊，今日咧我又好巧喎，九點上晝九點零三分咧，我又好咁巧喺街市街咧影到幅相咧，就係影到個警車。我上次提咗警車咧，就長排喺眾安街度影到警車喎。啱啱佢注入啦，咁零三分就可能係個 directive 咧，要九點鐘去到，佢遲咗三分鐘啊，啫咁巧。OK， 咁希望咧，其實呢架車泊喺河背街咧，相信嗰、那個即係街道管理問題可以好輕鬆地解決。第二樣嘢咧，關於 NSG， 咁睇翻上次個匯報咧，就淨係講一月份嘅，今次啲匯報咧就係二月加三月。咁我仲好簡單舉例，灰窑角街上次咧單係一月咧就296個 case， 今次咧就396，理論上一照成嘅話咧，兩個月咧應該而家乘二咧大概600，咁啊396 versus 600咧就爭啲，希望都可以做多少少啦，唔該。
O、okay. K， 啊，仲有位劉翠如，
係多謝主席，係多謝主席。咁首先即係要讚一讚，因為咧就我喺上一次個會嘅時候咧，就講到即係荃灣警署對出就有個車咧，就長期都 VLL 嗰啲，即係非常之大嘅噪音咧。咁隔第二日咧，就已經有人打咗俾我話例行檢查咧，就已經係捉到嗰個人啦咁樣。咁但係咧，即係都想即係再問啦，因為其實除咗依個地方之外咧，即係依個荃錦公路啦，同埋荃灣路咧，即係嗰、那個。大嘅噪音咧，其實即係都係好犀利。其實你哋警方可唔可以再加強咁樣執行，即係令到因為嗰個城市依、這個城市依、這個位呢兩個位成日都係好滋擾居民呢個第一。第二咧就係喺嗰個我有少少擔心就喺呢、這個2021年2月3月嗰段時間有一個第三部分就13有強姦有一個，但咧喺傳媒係完全冇講過嘅，依樣有個強姦嘅案件喺傳媒冇講過，咁依樣嘢其實係即係獨立事件定係點樣？可唔可以有少少披露，等我哋冇咁驚嚇？唔該。
啊，劉志雄議員。
都講一下啦，即係其實青山公路都好多飛車啊嘅問題啦，咁唔知即係處方會考慮一下咧，喺嗰度加多啲一啲嘅影快車相機啦，即係以至可以去阻止呢個飛車問題嘅發生啦，咁希望都可以即係部門可以考慮一下啦。好多謝主席。
好，咁就再提大家啦，就希望。都要求大家咧，就係傾呢個疫情嘅時候，都係集中翻喺荃灣區嘅罪案嘅情況，就俾你哋嘅意見。咁而我本人咧都就翻個罪組問題咧，都多謝即係荃灣區警區咧，就喺梨木樹都做過差唔多我哋計過數一個月一次到嘅掃浪街道罪組啦，但係我哋覺得唔足夠嘅。咁圖傳風事就做緊嘅，但係咧就葵樹樓其他地方咧，就特別葵樹樓，我喺房屋署嘅專員。兩個一次已經是提了兩次都未有任何的行動，希望其他地方都能夠加強隧道。另外城門道就各隧道的塞車情況都希望警方能夠快些去幫手
同埋都希望能夠即係有個係直接嘅同事，我哋可以聯絡，唔係次次都揾警民關係，即係周 Sir 咁，希望會後可唔可以即係有啲方法可以快啲去溝通到啦，揾到有關嘅人士去幫手跟進。咁我而家咧就俾四分鐘時間阿金 Sir 咧，就係回應大家頭先嘅提問。如果阿金 Sir 即係佢好嘅，即係每次如果係做即係唔能夠回應咧，佢都有個書面回覆各位議員嘅。咁我覺得呢個方法繼續沿用啦。如果即係今場唔能夠係今日即係回覆曬大家嘅，遲啲有個書面回應俾各位嘅區議員嘅。咁交個時間俾阿金 Sir 有四分鐘時間。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, councillors, for your questions. I've taken on board your feedback and suggestions, and we'll give them due consideration. As the chairman said, if I can't get to answer all of your questions today, I will provide you all with a written reply individually. Regarding gambling, it's one of my operational priorities, and to tackle the matter, we've adopted a three-pronged strategy comprising of deterrence, enforcement, publicity and education. And between January and March 2021, we've conducted three anti-gambling operations in Lemok Shui Estate with four persons arrested. Following such raids, police have conducted publicity by way of press release and leaflet distribution to members of the public. Now, apart from the enforcement under the gambling ordinance, in order to deter people from gathering there in groups during the pandemic, between January and March, we have issued 26 fixed penalty notices as well. During an anti-gambling operation last Friday, 10 fixed penalty notices were issued, and our enforcement will continue there. To multiply the effect of enforcement, we work closely with the Housing Department, and in 2020, a total of 19 residents have been allotted 5 points without warning under the marking scheme for estate management in public housing estates upon conviction of illegal gambling in public places. And we'll continue to monitor the situation and take enforcement action. Regarding Coxsackie Road, Coxsackie Road is considered a black spot for vehicle obstruction, and I've tasked my officers to take stringent traffic enforcement action there. Between January and March 2021, a total of 210 fixed penalty tickets were issued to the offending vehicles and drivers at Coxsackie Road. The crux of the traffic congestion at Coxsackie Road is the long queue waiting for the parking space outside the warehouse, and I understand that in order to solve the traffic congestion problem there, the warehouse has implemented a reservation mechanism for trucks for the past few months now, and the situation has notably improved. In the meantime, though, we'll continue to monitor the situation and provide suitable advice to the warehouse in order to tackle traffic congestion thereat. Looking at the burglary situation at Seacrest Villa, as of the 12th of this month, there were a total of 5 burglary cases reported at Seacrest Villa since January last year, 2020. It's worth noticing that 2 of the cases arose, I think, out of negligence of owners by not securing the windows of the flats. The officers of the Regional Crime Prevention Office have visited Seacrest Villa twice this year alone, and I know that the following recommendations and advice was given to the management company by the police, suggesting that the perimeter fencing should be supported by some sort of intrusion detection system, like lighting or motion sensor detectors and CCTV, and that steel fencing with barbed wire at the top should be erected along the boundary of the residence. Barbed wire or spikes should also be affixed to the drain pipes. This is the information and recommendations from trained professionals. It's really up to the management company to take it on board or not. Whilst the police will continue to mount anti-crime operations there, we know that the perimeter fence, as you mentioned, a particular box is more vulnerable than most in the estates. And you yourself have come to observe our operations there and our efforts to tackle those. In terms of why is the detection rate of burglary low, we understand that some cases may have happened quite a while before the victims actually discover that the premises have been burgled. Such cases are more difficult to detect due to the loss of evidence and clues for investigation over time. In this connection, prevention is the most effective way to combat burglary cases. Ms. Chair mentioned about domestic violence cases. There were 9 cases of domestic violence recorded during the reporting period, representing an increase of 5 cases. when compared with the same period last year. The offences varied from criminal intimidation, 4 cases, serious assaults, 3 cases, criminal damage, 1 case, and fighting in a public place, 1 case. We found from our review of these cases that many of the conflicts stemmed from financial issues. Thank you for your suggestions regarding breaking down the incidents by gender, and certainly I'll ask my officers to do that to you. For you. Unfortunately, I can't get to all of your questions today, so I'll provide you all with a written answer in due course. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
正如董事說，會後會再提供書面回覆給剛才不能夠回應的區議員。主席，有一個都想提一提。有一個想提一提，就荃灣廣場後面的車房霸佔標位那裡，都希望開會後再跟進。多謝。
會後再跟進。